Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another month. I don't think I have made a podcast this month. This month, I'm going to start a series on relationships and marriage. Well, mostly marriage, actually. And today, I want to start with the basics about deciding who you want to spend the rest of your life with. When we are young, we typically have a certain view about relationships and marriage. We are tilted towards the emotional side, tilted towards the feelings we have for another person, tilted towards the chemistry. Sometimes we are also tilted towards the appearance, how good a person looks, how well-dressed the person is, how nice-looking the person is. But you see, when we are talking about marriage, we are not talking about someone we're going to be looking at for the rest of our lives in that sense. We're not talking about somebody we're going to just be admiring for the rest of our lives in our sense. We're not talking about somebody that we're not thinking of, we shouldn't be thinking of marriage like it's having sexual intercourse every day. It's just not like that. So that should fuel or that should feed into the process of decision making. When we are trying to decide on who to marry, we are deciding who we are going to spend the rest of our lives with. And spending the rest of our lives with someone involves a wide variety of things. Who we are going to have to talk to every day. Who we are going to have to be with every day. Who we are going to have to share ideas with, make decisions with every day. Who we are going to make decisions about money with, about our children with, about our jobs with. Those are a wide variety of aspects we need to consider when deciding to marry somebody. So we cannot limit the factors of making that decision around appearance. We cannot limit it around chemistry. We have to think about that broad range of aspects that are involved in life, because marrying somebody means living with that person for life. You see, the truth is there are a lot of very good-looking couples that can no longer live together. There are a lot of very good-looking couples who have exciting sexual intercourse, but after sex, it's all finished. It's all finished. After sex, that is all that is about the relationship. And you see, you cannot just, you cannot just depend on the fact that you can have good sex. It's not intelligent, because life is not about sex alone. Marriage is not about sex alone. You cannot make a decision basically on chemistry. You cannot make a decision basically on appearance, because the person you're dealing with will change over time. That person is going to change. He's going to age. He's probably going to grow fat. He's probably going to... there could be other things that could happen. God forbid. Maybe there's an accident. The nice-looking legs go away. You see, these things happen and they change the dynamics. So we need to keep all this in perspective when we are making a decision about marriage. We are not expected to discard appearance. We are not expected to discard chemistry or the affections we're supposed to have for that person. We're not supposed to discard intellectual capacity or the issues of money, how much money that person is able to earn to support the family. But we need to arrive at a proper combination of these aspects that will help us determine who this person should be. And on a higher plane, there are certain people whom God's purpose for their lives is such that he has to actually pick the people they are marrying, because the purpose of God for their lives is so specific, so special, that the person who they marry is critical to the fulfillment of that purpose. That's why you hear some people saying that God led me to marry such and such a person. It's not that I do not believe that God will definitely explicitly lead every single person to marry a particular person, but I believe that a person who is choosing marriage should make the decisions with a broad range of factors considered, and not just chemistry, not just great looks, not just money, and not just tribe. not just nationality, but a broad range of considerations, bearing in mind that the person you are choosing is the person you are going to live with for the rest of your life. All aspects of life must be considered. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have not read my story, Till Death, please pick a copy for yourself at the nearest bookshop or on Amazon. Thank you for listening and keep joining minds with me on ScribblingSage.com.